Tonight, I want to talk on faith, and the Lord does give us messages quite frequently, as we know, on faith. And tonight we have a title that's called Don't Say It's Not God's Will to Give You What You Ask. Don't say it's not God's will to give you what you ask. And I want to base this on Matthew 7, and I shall read to you verses 7 to 12. I know I preach quite a lot on this portion of scripture, but I'm not going to apologize for this, because the Lord, I believe, ever opens up more and more as he gives us a greater revelation and knowledge in his word. And often we have to move in and mature and come to that place in which he gives us a greater and deeper revelation in his word. So we're going to look at Matthew 7, chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. And we're calling our teaching this evening, Don't Say It's Not God's Will to Give You What You Ask. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Or what man is there among you, when if his son asks for bread, and give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law of the prophets. Now, we're basically looking this evening in verses 9 and 10, because it's that I want to really hone into. And I'll just remind us again of what this is saying. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Two verses are very, very important. Now, the illustration that I believe Jesus is giving here is of one about asking. It's one who asks, one who is good, one who is walking with the Lord, and it is one who is asking something from God. That is fundamentally what it's saying here. It's about asking. It's about walking upright. It's being good before God, righteous before God. It's walking in the light, and it's all about asking. Now, that isn't really rocket science. That is basically elementary. And yet we find that we need to open up in this to really find what Jesus is really saying here. You see, so often we have this mindset that it doesn't matter how I walk with God, He will fundamentally answer my prayers. And yet we glean from this and many other scriptures with regarding faith and prayer and receiving from God that how you walk is very instrumental into you receiving. Now, we've given a lot of teaching over the years about removing hindrances to our faith, and probably if the Lord still tarries, we'll still continue on that. Because we're ever learning all the time as we go deeper and deeper with God. But it is fundamentally about how we walk with God with regard to answers to prayer. For example, just briefly in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45, which is, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven, for He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Now, that is the nature of our Father's heart. His heart and His nature is to provide, and He will give on the righteous and the unrighteous. His provision is in nature as well, when He gives us rain that replenishes the earth, that brings forth the harvest, when He gives us the sun. There are many, many ways that God is blessing even the unrighteous. How God provides. One could say that the NHS in this country is God's provision, His kindness. And yet He's showing us that we can go even a better and greater way in trusting God in divine healing. So there are many, many things that we see where God is pouring out by His grace and mercy on the just and the unjust. And sometimes it's so easy to be a little complacent and sit back on our laurels simply because God does this and with regard to our asking. And we have to be on our guard with all of this. You see, this asking that Jesus is giving here with regard to this parable, this asking is about not to faint or to give up. And that is God's will. How do we know this? He says, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. That could be quite a number of years where that's working, those principles out. We don't know. But that's what God says that we are to do. It's about this because it's about you. That's what He's doing. So with regard to this asking God according to His will, He says there may come a knocking. There may come where you've got to seek. You have to seek God, seek His word. And in time, He will open up to you. And so it's the knocking that you will search, that you will find. And this is what He's trying to say. It's not just simply knocking and asking for the same thing, parroting off the same prayer until God opens. This knocking is with regard to searching, finding out, understanding what the will and the mind of God is about. It's not about fainting or giving up, but to find out the reason you have not received. Because that's what it's all about. And all of us have not yet all received what we are seeking and asking God for. I would say most of us tonight in this room fit that category. And there is a reason for this, brothers and sisters. We're not to faint, but we're to find out the reason. Or maybe the reason why I've not received. And if it seems nothing's happening, or it's going on for a long, long time, then increase the intensity of your searching. Because he will be found. He won't deny us. He won't turn his back on us. Sometimes he's allowing this for a reason, because maybe he's working humility in us. Maybe he's working so that we become sensitive to his voice, his leading, his word, many, many things. In this searching, we are, in a sense, to examine the evidence, to find out. Because he says quite clearly, for everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. And he goes on about what you ask for is what he says he will give you. In other words, he doesn't give you a substitute, which some of us at times have fallen victim to. We've taken those substitutes. And so maybe we need to search God. We need to wait on God. We need to examine the evidence, simply because otherwise we'll take that substitute. And we read quite clearly, that's not what he gives. He gives what you ask for. Remember the title tonight? Don't say it's not God's will to give you what you ask. That's what we're dealing with tonight. And so we may need to examine ourselves. We may need to examine the evidence. Just like they do in a law of court. Where they have to have evidence. And evidence is brought. But that evidence has to be examined in the light of the case that's been presented before court. For example, when we have to examine the evidence and we're dealing with the fact of why it is that maybe we've not yet received, that's the question we're raising at the moment. It could be because it's to do with relationships. Are your relationships with people, your neighbours, your family, are they okay? Or is there something wrong? How is my relationship, say, with my mother or my father? Am I holding still grudges? Am I still holding things of the past? There's the evidence. That's possibly why you've not received answers to your prayers. Or maybe I hold resentment against my husband or my wife or the children. Again, they can be niggly little things. They don't have to be huge mountains, but they can still be enough that will hinder my receiving what I've asked for. And maybe you've been knocking and knocking and knocking, but you're not asking for the evidence. You're not asking you what it is. The evidence could well often be, well, I find myself irritable. I find myself moaning and groaning a lot. Well, brothers and sisters, that is a hindrance to your prayers being answered. Or I find myself unforgiving. I just don't seem to be able to forgive when somebody does something to me. It just nags away. And I don't seem to be able to do anything about it. Or I don't want to do anything about it. Or I just feel I have to justify myself. And so it just goes on. There is the evidence, brothers and sisters. Or you find yourself being judgmental and critical, judging someone, or judging your brother, your sister in the body. And here you are asking in prayer, and you're wondering why you're not receiving. Sometimes this is not rocket science. The trouble is, we have these problems, but we still want spiritual blessings. We have these problems that we're not always addressing, that we're not always facing or facing our giants, yet we still demand, we still expect our blessings. We still expect that when we hear a faith teaching like tonight, well, after this teaching, I'm certainly going to receive. When we haven't really honed in to the problems, and the evidence is being brought forth. You see, we so often fail to look at this evidence, don't we? And very often when the evidence is there, we try to justify this evidence. And there's the big problem, that we're trying to justify in any way we can about my predicament, or what I find myself in, or the person that I'm trying to overcome, and so on. And there, that is the hindrance as to why you're not receiving the prayers, the requests to your prayers. Let's take this a step further. Am I, for example, let's say, asking God for money? I need more money to pay the bills, or there's some things coming up, seeking God about money, but I'm already in debt, or I owe money. There, brothers and sisters, is the evidence. And that is why you don't receive. When we're looking here at verses 7 through to 12 of Matthew 7. And you're saying, I'm knocking and knocking and knocking and everything and so on, but it doesn't seem to open. Well, maybe the evidence is staring you right in the baby blues, but we don't want to see it. We don't want to acknowledge it. Or am I asking of God, and yet I find myself always making sure that number one is looked after, number one is comfortable, and so on. There's the problem again. We're not giving. We're not blessing. We're not giving out the blessings that we're receiving from God, that others may be blessed as well. And these can be big hindrances to your prayers in asking, receiving from God, whatever it may be. Because brothers and sisters, if you're asking aright, it is yours in Jesus' name. It's no problem with God. He's freely given and will continue to give. If we're not receiving, if we're not seeing it, there has to be a reason. For God is not wrong. For example, as it says in verse 12, therefore what Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law of the prophets. So there we are. Am I asking God and yet withholding to others? And we can withhold in many, many ways. Not just with money or finances, but in many ways. We can be withholding sometimes the love of Christ to another brother or sister. There are many ways that we withhold because we're still putting self first. And we wonder why our prayers are not being answered. We're not getting what we're asking for. Or do I refuse to forgive a person? Or am I unkind to that person? We all of us at times find that when there's certain people, we adopt a different attitude. We immediately cannot think or speak the best for that person. And we all do it. And we wonder why our prayers are not being answered. This isn't rocket science, brothers and sisters. This is probably more elementary than we realize, and that is why we miss it. We think by our theology and our knowledge of the word, that gives me the qualifications to receive from God. We find ourselves maybe not receiving. You see, our deliverance and change with all of this is quite fundamental. And we find this in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin, as well as the sin of unbelief. And there we are, brothers and sisters. It's whether we walk in the light as he is in the light, because it all stems from there. And if we walk in that light, as he says, we have fellowship. What does this mean? It means fellowship with God, our Heavenly Father, and fellowship with one another. And fellowship, koinonia, means a unity and oneness of the Spirit. It means a sharing, a giving. It means that we speak the same thing. We think the same thing. Our purpose, our vision is the same. There is no schism. These are the conditions for prayers to be answered. These are the conditions back in Matthew 7. And we wonder why prayers are not being answered. Because this is what he clearly says here. We have fellowship one with another. Why do we have fellowship? It's very simple, because the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, is cleansing us. And that cleansing keeps us in that unbroken fellowship 24/7. That is what we're aiming for, believing for. There's a good one to ask for if you haven't. Straight off. You see, it's no use praying unless we bring it into the light. You see, we're so good at turning our eyes away. And we don't see it, or we don't want to see. And then the darkness comes until God has to expose. Or he has to expose in our life his grace and mercy. It's because I don't really want to see. I'm turning my eyes away at this moment. Or just give me a break. And so on. I know. I go through it. It's easy to feel like that. But the point is that if we desire prayers to be answered, then we walk in the light. And you see, in time, if we're not really taking this seriously, then we're going to start to compromise, and we'll find ourselves saying, well, it's not really God's will. It's not really God's will to heal. It's not really God's will to heal me. Maybe he's got a different plan. There's something I'm not seeing yet. There's something God's got to do in my life, and so on. We've all done it. We've all tried to spiritualize it. He says clearly, don't say it's not God's will to give you what you ask. That is his word. Now, whether you choose to believe that or not, that is entirely up to you. God is big enough and powerful enough to be able to state such a statement there. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, then you know what you will ask for is the perfect will of God. Of course you will. That is the whole point. And this is why we take our time over the promises of God and have done over these years, so that we can precisely ask for that, knowing that he will give. But you know, if you're allowing this darkness to keep invading, avoiding the issues and so forth, then you're not going to receive. That's the whole problem. Because everyone who asks receives. That's what he's promised in his word. Let's turn back to Matthew 7, just to remind ourselves again, so that we're not going over the top, we're not getting too extreme, as most charismatics would say. But then he says very clearly in all of this, in verse 8, which I'll read again, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. So in that asking, what you have asked, he says you will receive. But he also says there may come some seeking, some knocking, but I will open. And as I've said earlier, there's a reason for this. This asking and knocking is not, firstly, that you faint or give up, which sadly a lot of us have. We're no longer so zealous about the asking that we were years back. Oh, well, it doesn't really work. But we're not saying that, but that's what we're believing and thinking in our hearts. No, brothers and sisters, I'll bring you right back to the basics. I'll bring you right back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, when we started to receive the deeper life teaching. Our receiving has not changed. It is still there for those who believe. And it's for the asking. And it means that we have to stay with it, because it's God's will. Why is it God's will? Because you've asked. And as I've said to you, this knocking is that you search, you find out. And you don't faint while you're finding out, but you wait. And you find out the reason why you've not received. And if you've not received, then increase the intensity and not more with everything within you until that is opened, because God has promised. And this is why sometimes he keeps those doors closed at the moment, because he's using it to humble us. You see, pride won't do this. Pride will give up. Pride will say, well, I'm not abasing myself in such a manner. Either he wants to open up or he doesn't. You see, that's what pride will think. But you see, God has a way with his promises to make us desperate. And sometimes our circumstances create that being desperate. And he uses that in order for us to be able to receive from him. And any saint who really is consecrated, walking with God and means business with God, one thing I find with those brothers and sisters, there's a sense of desperation about them. Their circumstances or their trial that they're going through, God's working that desperation. And that gives me such hope that what they have asked for will come to pass. And God will open that door, because their lives, their consecration is just telling me that. You see? Because it bears fruit. Sometimes we look at brothers and sisters and we think, how can they go through this? How can they endure this? How far does it have to go? That is God working so that that door will be open. They are increasing, if need be, that knocking. They're increasing the intensity. They've searched, they're examining, they're finding out every little motive or detail in their life. They want nothing to hinder what they have asked for, which is bringing them in the light and not in the darkness. If anything tonight, what I desire and hope is that this teaching brings a desperation within our lives and hearts for asking. Because that's what this is all about. But sadly, some fainting and giving up. Don't do it. Because you could just miss out on a great blessing that you have asked for that could be manifested tonight, tomorrow, or next week. How silly to go all this way and then to faint when the following day God was going to mightily bless, and so on. This is why we stay with it. This is why we endure to the end. We've had much teaching on this over the years, brothers and sisters, but do not say that it is not God's will to give you what you ask. Refuse to confess that. Watch your confession. Some of us are letting our confessions go. We're compromising on them. We're confessing the negative. We're confessing what the doctor says. We're confessing what the bank manager says. We're confessing what my employer says, or so on. It can just so easily get into our mind and heart, and the next thing we're speaking it, confessing it. Because whatever you confess is what you'll get. And God's still working a great deliverance on our mind and our thinking. Some of us are, it's easy to open our minds to things because it hasn't happened. So we look to other things. The devil's right there to try and deceive. We have to come back at times to those simple, childlike, basic truths of his word, which of course is what he's doing tonight. If you haven't received yet, then find out. Go before God. Humble yourself. Bow your knees in his presence. Get into his light that he may reveal and that he may show. Because it is the will of God. It is the will of God to bless you in what you ask for. This is where he's glorified. This is where the saints' faith is encouraged when they hear these testimonies of what God is doing and has done in light of what you've asked. Are we going to let the enemy walk all over us, or are we going to stop this right at the door and get back to what faith is about. Get back to what I've asked and am asking, and whatever it takes, I know I have received according to the word of God. Some of us have to settle it, brothers and sisters, because the enemy has become very vocal with regard to our faith and the promises of God. And I remind you again, don't say not God's will to give you what you ask. Heavenly Father, thank you. You love us so much. You're so patient with us. We may have heard it 100 times, and yet I believe we've heard it tonight with fresh ears and a heart. And Lord, you have shown us not to give up, not to take a substitute, not to faint, but to find out. And you are faithful and will be faithful, and you will open that door as you have promised. But Lord, you have highlighted tonight on things. You've highlighted tonight why maybe some of us have not received, because we're still holding unforgiveness in our heart. Or we're critical. Or we've got a wrong attitude towards a brother or sister. Or maybe my motives are not right. These can be such hindrances to our prayers in receiving. And it can work so subtly, because we're no longer in the light. We're just flirting around with the darkness. It's those grey areas that the enemy tries to keep us in, because the grey areas are the compromise. But Lord, that's not what we're saved for. It's black and white. And we choose and we decide. Father, I pray you continue to keep with us and work with us. And whatever hindrances, whatever problems, Father, please remove them from our mind and thinking. Line our confession up with your word, that we do not deviate or compromise. Because you said all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And whatever we're facing tonight, whatever trial that we're afflicted with or overcoming, we will not take a substitute. We will receive, because we have asked. And whatever is there, whatever hindrance is there, it will be exposed under your light, that we can get it under the blood of the Lamb. Because our fellowship is in the light, with one another and with you. And your blood cleanses us for this. And your blood tonight is cleansing us even now as we've heard this word, removing those things the enemy has planted into our minds over the months or years where we've compromised. Help us not to look at our circumstances, but to look to Jesus, to look to your word. Help us not to confess the unbelief, the things of this world, but to confess your word. Thank you again tonight for our time. Thank you for bringing us into this room. Thank you for our fellowship with each other. For this we ask now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Free.
flourishes onward, ever growing, till it finds fulfillment in the arms of the sea. So I worship and adore you, lay my whole life down before you, and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security. And Jesus is